The Red Hot Chili Peppers performing in L.A. as the Olympics closed out in Paris and geared up for Los Angeles in 2028. Joining us, CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette. Wendy, wow. We'll talk about the show in a moment. And, of course, I have to talk about Tom Cruise. But let's talk about USA Gymnastics. And I guess they're appealing that decision to strip Jordan Chiles of her bronze.
Yes. What's going on right now is USA Gymnastics has submitted video evidence that it says is time stamped to the highest court in sport. The gymnastics organization says it shows that the inquiry over the floor routine of Chiles, which is what's at stake here, was filed 47 seconds after her score was published. So that's within the minute deadline. Remember that the court ruled over the weekend that it was a minute and 4 seconds. And that's why Romania had put in an appeal. But now USA Gymnastics says it has proof with timestamps that that's not the case and that it did follow the rules and regulations and that it was submitted on time. So we have to see now what the court is going to do, if they're going to reconsider what they decided. What they had decided was that the score should be put back to what it was before, which put Chiles in fifth place and removed her bronze medal. And the International Gymnastics Federation was saying she would have to return the medal. But now with this new drama, which has been going on now for days and days, we'll see if there's going to be some sort of change again and if Chiles will be allowed to keep her medal.
Lot of gymnastics drama this Olympics. What was the overall medal count?
Oh, it was huge for the U.S. 126 was the total. China, which was ranked second, had 91. So the U.S. had far more than China. And it had kind of been going back and forth through the Olympics between China and the U.S. in terms of gold medals. But it ended up with both countries at 40 gold medals each. But the U.S. gets the tiebreaker because they won more silver medals. So U.S. ending with both the highest number of medals and gold medals. And in track and field, it was just an incredible haul of medals, 34 overall and 14 gold medals. That's the most for the U.S. at a non-boycotted game since the early 20th century. So a big success for the
U.S. Wow. Oh, there was so, we can't even get into it, but so many great profiles of the track and field athletes, so many compelling stories. On this last weekend of competition, some of the highlights, Wendy, including the U.S. women's basketball team.
Yeah, women's basketball. Well, that was a close one, a real nail biter, coming down to just a couple of inches. If France got a 2-pointer or a 3-pointer to tie up the game, and it turned out it was that 2-pointer. But what an exciting game! And the men's basketball game also incredible. That final. Of course, the U.S. beating France at both. And then women's soccer, tremendous effort out on the field, beating Brazil. So it was just a tremendous weekend in general for U.S. athletics.
Sure was. And it was funny, before it even wrapped up, everybody's talking about L.A. in 28. And they were talking about not driving in Los Angeles when the time comes. What? You can't not drive in L.A.?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to handle the transportation issues, because I saw how considerable they are, and they have a tremendous metro system here in Paris. LA doesn't have that. So I think they're going to deal with a lot of transportation problems in terms of getting the athletes where they need to go, getting everyone into the stadium and arenas in a reasonable amount of time. It's not easy to manage this many people, tens of thousands attending some events. And it takes a lot of logistics and planning to make it happen. And they did a good job here.
But yeah, I wonder if Tom Cruise in 2028 will be jumping off of something or maybe fixing the Hollywood sign a second time when the time comes. What a spectacle that was. I love that.
Oh, it was a spectacle. Yes, there were rumors that he was going to be skydiving, actually, which was sort of morphing the video that they showed and what actually happened. But it was amazing. And you knew, because of the rumors, when you saw a figure coming from the top of the stadium, you knew exactly who it was. So everyone's phones and cameras went up because they knew it was Tom Cruise. But yeah, it was a pretty cool handover of the Olympic flag with him driving out on that motorcycle and in between the athletes. It was
Love
really
it.
Neat.
Just a perfect way to end a great time in Paris. And it was so terrific having you with us throughout. Wendy Gillette, we thank you so much. With us once again from Paris.